This is going to be fun. It's just like starting from the bottom, starting from scratch, new chapter, and just excited to get after it. Start back from, you know, looking at film from last year and figuring out where we could get better. And, I mean, then it's on to the start. Start building on it.
Deion, what has been your approach this offseason, now entering your third year in the league, and what areas are you looking to improve upon in 2018?
Really, my body. Really started paying attention to my body, the way I eat, the way I take care of it. And I feel like that's going to take me to the next level.
The defense took a huge leap in every category last year. Just more about experience and learning your system, or just learning more about the game?
I feel like it's getting more comfortable in the system, guys knowing their role and knowing what we have to do. And just building up from the foundation that we set off last year and just continue to build from there and becoming the defense that we want to be.
Mohammed just talked about how you guys all got point of attack tapes. What was on yours?
Knowing Brick, everything. but he knows what type of person I am, and he knows that I'm always looking for that edge. And we just pretty much go through all phases, from tackling to drops, everything. And we get input from each other in our room, and because we're very open in our room, we're very critical of each other. And I feel like, you know, that helps build us together and help, you know, other guys look forward to your progress and just building up from there.
As I can, you talk about trying to help Duke along in the second year, and you know, I'm sure you guys are really tight. It seems like you guys have been working out together and stuff like that.
Yeah, this is his second year. Time for his leap, and I feel like he realizes what he has to do. And I feel like he's been doing a great job of getting after it and getting prepared. And we're going to help him with that. And I can't wait to see the steps he takes this year also.
How much do you, like, review and talk to him? I know you did this a little bit last year about, mm-hmm. you know, maybe the slow start to your beginning of your career,
yeah.
And you kind of say that to him and kind of relay, hey, you know what, you can get over that.
Yeah, for sure. He knows that, and that's why we are all critical of each other in our room. And he knows what we see out of him and what we expect out of him, and he's putting his nose to the grindstone to get after it and put that image on film.
Deion, for you, you know, first year, then second year, you make the Pro Bowl. What do you want to do to build on that going into this season?
Just being a better overall me, just stretching for as far as I can each year, and I'm not putting nothing in stone. I'm just going to go into it, you know, and fight and grind just like I always do, and whatever God has for me, he has for me.
And you said your body, is it still, you're still battling, keeping on weight, or you're at where you want to be, or
I mean,
just what's the battle there?
I feel like I did a good job keeping it for most part last year, and I feel like I could have done an even better job just taking my game to a whole new level, just eating-wise, and not just – it's being very specific on what I put in my body.
Deion, last year every defensive starter was 30 years old or younger. Just how excited, like, can you describe what it's like just to be a part of a group like that you can grow with?
Oh, it's fun. it seems like the light bulb goes off with each and every one of us almost every day, especially practicing and going through situations on the run and coming back and learning from it. And we figure out ways to play it better and, you know, make it our own style and bring it into a way that we'll play best in it. And I think that's the fun part of it, just coming up with our own swagger, our own demeanor, and putting it on film.
How much did Marquand as defensive coordinator help you guys in terms of how much better you were as a defense last year?
Really just putting our goals in front of us and making sure we stick to them, constantly bringing forward what we said we want to be, and like I said, putting it on film. And if we didn't, he got on us about it, and I mean, we knew we had to step it up, and we knew where we had to, where we fell off from, and just pretty much bringing it all together.
Deion, did you find yourself last year in a situation where you felt like you had to say something versus like in your rookie year where you kind of like might let it slide?
Not really. I've never been like a outspoken guy when it comes to leadership, and I feel like Brick and the guys in my room and DQ did a good job of getting me out of that comfort zone, and I enjoyed it. It was very different. I like to lead by example. I don't really like to get up in people's face or nothing, but, I mean, sometimes, you know, it takes that from a leader, and getting out of that comfort zone really helped me because, I mean, I have to live up to that too.
Got the draft coming up. What do you think some of the defensive needs are?
I don't get into that, man.
Have you had guys reach out to you for maybe some advice? Or?
No.
Do you feel like you're responsible for the other guys on the defense?
I feel like mostly, like, they expect something out of me. And it's my job to give that to them every play. And it's the same thing, like, I expect from them. And that's what the brotherhood comes in at. I depend on them, and they depend on me. And I know I can't slack off because they expect me to be there when I need to be there.
You said earlier you want to become the defense we want to be. So what do you envision? What are your expectations?
I mean, a great one. That's about it. Being feared, I mean, flying around, having that demeanor on the field, and just bringing that forward every week.
What's the absolute one thing the defense has got to do this year to be pick it up from next
year? For me, I feel like we took major steps during the season last year, and guys, just as it was for me, the light bulb was clicking, and I feel like we just got better as the season went on, and just bringing that all together this year and coming out strong and finishing strong.